Australia was inhabited by the Aboriginal people for about 7,000 years, but Europeans would not have even known that Australia existed in 1543. It was a long time after that that they started to bump into the shores of Australia and began to know that it was even there. We have been enjoying the opportunity to visit you in Hungary. We have enjoyed your, my wife and I have enjoyed your history, your culture, the things that you have to offer, your friendliness, your Christian hospitality and fellowship in the Lord Jesus. And we have indeed appreciated that over our time here. Let me pray. God, be in my words and speak through them. God, be in our minds and think through them. God, be in our hearts and set them on fire to follow your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am fascinated by light. I believe in Hungarian you say something like fan or something like that. Is that close enough?
Fan.
Fan. Light. Okay. Thank you. I don't understand light, but I experience light. I appreciate light, and I think it is great. I love the shades of light that you have here in Hungary. The bright light of the sun as it shines off the snow. The soft light of the grey day. The colours of light in the shops and the street lights at night time. In Australia, I love the light of the vast blue sky. I love the purple colours that come from the mountains that are in the distance. I love light, but I also love the fact that it is such a powerful theme in the Bible. At the beginning of the Bible, we read in creation that there was nothing and it was dark. But God spoke and his word, and at his word things came into being. He said, let there be light. And there was. It was light. And we read that it was good. My wife and I are enjoying the European winter. Yesterday I preached and spent a delightful day in the snow-covered Bug village of Kisjor or something like that. It was a beautiful day as we spent a time with the family you know that's coming to Australia from there. I like the being in the European winter, but it gets dark so early. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's already getting dark. I'm not used to that. But I do like the lights that then come on. You see the street lights and the lights in the shop windows and the lights that light up all sorts of other beautiful things. We were in Christmas time. We were in Europe. We were in Vienna at Christmas time, and then later in Budapest and also in Prague traveling. We saw the Christmas lights. And of course, I know you, I can see you had them here in Miskolc as well. And they are very beautiful, the Christmas lights in Europe. We read in John's Gospel that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but I will have, the light of life. You see, Jesus is more than a pretty light. This is light that shows the way. This is a This is a light that brings life, true life. Above all, it is a light that we can find and follow. At the beginning of John's Gospel, we heard read to us today the same thing. And I'm going to read a few verses in the English version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, without him nothing that was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind, the light that shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. In nature, there is a connection between light and life. Things seem to grow better when there is light. It is the same with Jesus. Jesus, who is the light, brings us life, real life. Not merely an existence, but a growing, a developing into full life. And this life that Jesus brings challenges and changes me. It allows me to grow and develop and mature as a Christian. Now, I gave my life to Jesus a long time ago, when I was your age, or a bit younger in fact. But I am still growing. I am still developing, and hopefully I am becoming more Christ-like. Ultimately, this light and life in Christ is fully known for us in heaven. But we don't have to wait for heaven to experience it a little. We can know this life now, in our life, in Christ, as we live with him as our Lord and Savior. Of course, sin continues to get in the way. And that is why we need to continue to repent and continue to have faith to move forward in our relationship with Jesus. Back in John's Gospel, John says of Jesus that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus' light is awesome. It is inspiring. It brings hope, even in darkness. No evil can overcome it. This weekend I was at the caves at, and I'll attempt to say this word, Lilleferd. That's close. Okay. Where the caves are, up near the castle. And I was there on Saturday, and the guide was there. She had a torch. And I was glad she had a torch. And there were other little lights on. But I was thinking, well, if the power goes off, I'm glad she had a torch to get us out of this cave. I was once in a cave where we went in as students, and we were all told to turn our torches off. And it was dark. And then the instructor who was with us said, put your hand up to your nose. Touch your nose. And then pull your hand away a little bit. And you could not see your hand. It was so dark that you could not see anything, even a few centimetres away from you. The light of Jesus will not be overcome by any darkness. I know there are dark times. I know there are dark times for all of us. There are difficult times. There are times when we feel overwhelmed, overcome, even with darkness. But Jesus' light shines even in the darkest times. Now, I have not yet seen the stars in the northern hemisphere. It's been cloudy, and I've been in cities, so I have not yet seen many stars. I know you haven't by there. But I remember back in Australia seeing the stars in our sky. Let me tell you a story. Many years ago, I was travelling in outback Australia in Queensland. I had driven from Rockhampton on the coast about 200 kilometres inland to a town called Blackwater. And now I was on my way back, and I was driving through the country alone. I was tired, very tired. And so I decided to stop and go for a little walk to wake myself up. I had not seen another car all night. So I pulled up, it was in the middle of the road. There was only one track on this road, one track of bitumen. So I stopped there, turned off the radio, turned off the engine, turned off the lights, got out of the car, and I walked some 50 metres down the road. There was nothing. It was flat country. I could not see anything. There was not a sound. And I was there completely alone. And then I looked up. And as I looked up, I saw the wonder of the night sky. In the southern hemisphere, we call the Milky Way. The sky was absolutely ablaze with stars. There were no clouds. There was no moon. Just the stars. And I could see the different patterns of stars in the sky. I could see what we call the Southern Cross, which is there in the south sky. In Australia. It was awesome. And I felt so small standing there in the midst of all this grandeur. Jesus is as awesome as the night sky. He is as beautiful as the stars. His light is as powerful and even more radiant than that. The stars are so far away. Some of them don't even exist. We just see the light still coming towards us. I don't understand that, but I know it's true. But Jesus is not far away. He is near. He is here. Now, with us. John tells us that some people did not recognize Jesus. They did not see him as God's Son. They did not believe in him. But then he says, but to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. Jesus said, believe in the light, and you will have the light, so that you may become children of light. You see, it is not good enough just to know that the light is there, or even to stand and in awe at its beauty and appreciate the beauty of Jesus. With Jesus, we need to believe in him, to have faith in him, to trust him, to relate to him, to know him as our Lord and Saviour. And then we can begin to shine as lights with the light of Christ. In the way we live, in the decisions we make, with the attitudes that we hold. This is an awesome responsibility, but we are empowered by Christ Himself through the Holy Spirit. To His disciples, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. So let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven." As faithful followers of Christ, we too can live in the glow of His light. We too can live in a way that shows that we know the source of light and life. Indeed, we are torch bearers for Jesus as we shine for Him and as we give glory to God. Be encouraged to follow the light of Jesus. Be challenged, if you have not yet started in that walk, to know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. Do not delay. Now is a good time to start. I am fascinated with light. Then. But I am more fascinated with Jesus as the light of the world. I don't fully understand Him, but I experience Him and I appreciate Him. He is great. He is wonderful. He is awesome. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for light. We thank You for the wonder of light and the awe of Your creation around about us. But we thank You for Jesus, the light of the world. Help us to know Jesus, to live by His light, to enjoy and bask, as it were, in the sunshine of Jesus' light, shining in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mondjuk el közösen az új imát. Mi Atyánk, aki a mennyekben van, szenteltessék meg a Te neve. Jöjjön el a Te országod, legyen meg a Te akaratod, amint a mennyben, úgy a földön is. Mi mindennapi kenyerünket add meg nekünk ma, és bocsássunk meg a bűneinket, miképpen mi is megbocsátunk az ellenünk. És ne vigy minket kísértésbe, szabadíts meg a gonosztól, mert Tiéd az ország, hatalom és a dicsőség mindörökké. Tégy engem békekövetelvé ezt az éneket mindenki jó zárásra.
Oh,
takarítva, és óvatosan próbálják megérkezni az iskolába. Házunkba is
Esther!